Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer. To those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase. To the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes waiters and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. Hope you're having a great Friday night. It's time to get you all set for the weekend. It's time to get you all set. Damn it, if you're on the East Coast, congratulations. You made it to Saturday. NFL Hall of Fame inductions going to take place on Saturday. We'll talk about that in a minute. Earlier in the day, absolutely bananas. The Pac-12 is just being raided by the Big 12. The Big Ten. The Pac-12 is now down to four teams. It might as well not even exist. I think I should start my own school out west just to get an opportunity to play in the Pac-12. It's pretty sad. We talked about Alvin Kamara being suspended 3 games by the New Orleans Saints. Or excuse me, the NFL is suspending him 3 games. He won't play 3 games for the Saints. Because he punched that dude's lights out in Vegas last year. Personal conduct. He's out. The Colts add Kenyon Drake. We discussed Anthony Davis, his new contract extension with the Los Angeles Lakers. They're going to lock this guy up until he's 34. He could barely walk to the bench to complete a basketball game now at the age of 30. He's never played more than 75 games in a season. And that seems like a ridiculous high mark. And I guess the Lakers are desperate. The Lakers need a star. And maybe they'll use him as bait to attract another one when he's sitting on the bench. I have no idea. We talked about Johnny Manziel. He has a new documentary coming out with Netflix. It's going to drop on Tuesday. It goes real in-depth about all of his issues and transgressions back in 2015, 2016. Johnny Manziel revealing that at one point, he tried to commit suicide. Good for him on being here and making it through and actually going to rehab. Good for him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's the weekend. Shep, you excited for the weekend? You happy, man?
Yeah, I'm happy. I'll be more happy if you were hosting on the Fan.
Oh, yeah. Well, tomorrow, well, that's nice of you. Tomorrow, what's tomorrow? Saturday? Today? Tomorrow?
Today's Saturday. Technically Saturday, which is crazy.
Yeah, in a few hours, I'm going to be in Connecticut. New York Yankee Bernie Williams, he's having a softball tournament.
I saw that.
Yeah. So I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to lay down a bunt. And Shep, do you know who's going to be able to run that down?
Nobody.
You're damn right. I'm telling everybody my strategy right now.
Like Juan Pierre out there.
Oh, you bet your ass. There's going to be a lot of dudes out there. I would venture to say there's no active professional athlete. I'm going to be the fastest dude out there on that field.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
What?
I mean, you're fast, JR, but these are former professional world-class athletes.
You think if I lined up, and I like Bernie. Bernie is my guy.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking about Bernie.
I'm faster than Bernie Williams.
Oh, there's no denying that. But Bernie is also, in fairness, he's got to be over 50 at this point.
Yes.
Yes.
So.
But there's got to be athletes, I would assume, that are maybe a year or two removed. I'm not denying how fast you are. I just always want to be, you didn't even ask my opinion, I don't know why I'm giving it, but if I'm being honest, there's no way there's not former world-class athletes that are maybe a year or two removed, and I would say even younger than you.
There are a couple, I know. There might be an active professional athlete. They don't want me to say who's playing and stuff. I'll get yelled at, but...
Well, you kind of did. You're playing. So you kind of did already say someone who is playing.
Oh, well, that's me. Sure, okay. I know. Sure, I'm playing.
Are there any... are there any, like, major A-list Hollywood people?
There's some actors in there, yeah.
Okay. Is there a guy by the nickname of Captain? Is he should be playing if he's not.
You talking about number two?
You're damn right I am. Derek Jeter. He's not playing?
I'm not supposed to talk about it.
I've never understood
why
they always call it the core four. Like... Fine. Bernie wasn't there in 09. We get it. But Bernie Williams.
He was there before all of them.
Right. And he was just as significant to those 96, 98, 99, 2000 teams as anybody. And I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. What? I don't get the sense that him and Jeter are all that close. I'd love you to ask him next time we have him on, but I don't get the sense that they're all that close.
Derek Jeter's in Miami doing the celebrity stuff. You know, Bernie Williams is salt to earth. He's making music.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
He's the man.
Bernie's the man.
Yeah.
And so I'm gonna lay down a bunt, and I'm gonna run a first, and then I'm gonna run a second, and I'm gonna run a third. And I'm running home.
Okay, Ellie De La Cruz. All right, I see you.
Hey, listen, and Shep, guess what? I'm doing all of this. I ain't sliding. I'm not sliding.
Folks,
I am not sliding.
JR,
this is pure speed. Watch me get this done. There's going to be photographic video evidence of this.
Okay, Jackie. We'll see.
Oh, I'm getting it.
We'll see. All right.
Not 1947 either. It's 20. What year we in? 2023.
Yeah.
I'm getting it.
77 years later, all it took was JR to replace Jackie Robinson on the base path. Not bad.
Yeah. Listen, man, I'll be moving. So that's what I'll be doing tomorrow instead of being on WFAN. And I think I also missed another calling in life. Shep, this afternoon, you know, I live in Atlanta. I was at a volleyball tournament today. Here in Atlanta, you know, we ain't got no beach, but they brought sand. They brought the beach here to Atlanta, and they're having volleyball all weekend.
That is awesome. When I think of volleyball, I think of two people. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think Misty May is one of them, right?
Yes, okay.
And then, like, Kerry Walsh. Like, those are the two most famous volleyball players. Were they there today?
I didn't see them, but I'll tell you, I did have a chance to chat with two Olympians. I mean, this is amazing. And they come from Canada. It's wild, okay? Melissa Humana-Paredes and then Brandi Wilkerson. And so bottom line is the AVP is pro volleyball. All my folks out in California, they know all about it. It's the Gold Series. And so they're hosting it this weekend in Atlanta. All my people in Atlanta, if you're familiar with Atlantic Station on the other side of Midtown, just north of Georgia Tech in the mall, they built an entire facility. They got three volleyball courts, and they had games on Friday today. They got games on Saturday. They got the championships on Sunday. And it's cool, man. People are walking around barefoot, and they're having food and drinks, and there's three courts. And so I hung out and watched, and I actually spoke to Melissa and Brandy after they won. They won their match. Pretty fun to see. And I asked, I asked Melissa, you ever been to Atlanta? And this is what she said. She loved it.
This is my first time in Atlanta. I gotta say, I'm loving the vibe. It's super cool. It's hot, but it's nice. It's nice. I'd like to play in this temperature. The music's falling. It's good vibes everywhere, so we're happy to be here.
Yeah, everybody loves Atlanta. And they're from Shep. I told you, they're Canadian. I asked, what the hell? How do you train? And they're like, hey, we go to California. We're in California. And so I asked Brandy Wilkerson. I said, why do people need to show up and have a good time in Atlanta? And this is what Brandy said.
We got all these people out here in the hot playing beach volleyball, so it'll be very impressive. Some talented people out here, and I think it's good energy. And people, even if you don't know the game, you're going to have a good time. Music's lit, sun's out. It's going to be good.
Yeah, sun's out. It was a fun time. I had a good time. Anybody interested, if you're here in Atlanta, go to avp.com. You can find out information, and then you can see when the tour, when they hit your neighborhood, your city, your town. Hey, Shep, you ever play volleyball?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Of course.
And what you mean, of course? Not everybody plays.
I mean, most people. I mean, it's like if you've never played ping pong or golf or tennis, like at least once or twice in your life, you play this. It's an amazing sport. It's so much fun.
Yeah, man, it's fun. I think I miss my calling. Like, think about this. They play volleyball for a living in the sand on the beach every day. Like, this is their life.
Yeah, it's a nice life. I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, they're not getting Jaylen Brown, Anthony Davis type money, but I'm sure they do it for the love of the sport.
Bruh. They travel all over the world.
Yes.
They make money.
Yes.
They play on beaches. They have sponsors. They do what they love. Bro, is it too late? You know what? I may tell Bernie Williams, forget it tomorrow, okay? I ain't playing in your game. I may just try to play volleyball. I think that'd be a good life.
So, if you were actually, I can't tell, I think you're being a little bit sarcastic here. I don't think you're actually going to make a total transition to being a professional volleyball player compared to being a professional radio broadcaster. I will say this.
What?
If you were able to pull this off, you would be talked about for centuries to come. And I mean that. If you go from being a weekday syndicated national talk show host to then putting down the microphone to go pursue something professionally, there is no one in the history of our business that has even attempted this. If you're serious about this, you would break ground.
Listen, I'm quick. I'm quick, Shep. I don't deny it.
I'm surprised.
I don't know about fast on sand now.
Right.
I mean, I've run on sand, but that's different.
Have you ever been tempted? Because obviously you started this when you were relatively young. You're still young, but you were really young when you started. And saying to yourself, you know what? I interview all these professional athletes. I'm up close to this. If I had the right coach and I went to the right team,
no.
Could I do something? No, okay, got it.
The answer is no.
Gotcha.
I'm around enough professional athletes, and I see these guys practice, especially basketball.
Sure.
Man, I move.
Right.
I don't play. I don't even play. I move out of the way. I ain't doing that, no.
Basketball is a little different because I feel like, and no disrespect to you, JR, but if you're not minimum 6'1", 6'2", you're not lasting the NBA anymore. Like, Isaiah Thomas is the last, and not the original one, but obviously the Mr. Celtic one. He's the last guy I can ever think of that was under 6 feet that was even able to play in the NBA.
Bruh, forget height.
Yeah.
I ain't getting paid by playing with them. I'm not getting paid. I don't need no ego boost.
Gotcha.
Like, I can knock down a corner three, maybe. I'd hit a free throw.
Right.
But I don't get anything by going, oh, my God, if I played here for a few minutes. I don't need that. When I was in high school, the high school that I went to in New York City, we would win state championships. It's called Murray Bergstrom High School. and we would win city championships in New York City. This is our women's or girls basketball team. And then they go compete in state. Sometimes, like Shannon Bobbitt out of Harlem, New York. Shannon played for Tennessee and then played for the Sparks in the WNBA. Shannon would play in Rucker Park against men. She would destroy them. I remember one time after school, I think she stepped out onto the court, and it took me one time to go, I ain't playing out here. I ain't playing. Nope. I'm not trying to get my ass busted out here. No, thank you. Listen, I know when to move. I know what I can do, and I am very secure in myself. I don't need this in my life.
And by the way, if memory serves me correctly, yeah, she played for probably the greatest not on just
Summit.
The female side.
She was there with Candace Parker,
right,
and Pat Summit.
But what's amazing about Shannon Bobbitt, and correct me if I'm wrong,
she
didn't start at Tennessee.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Wasn't she at a community college?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay, that's...
I don't follow my classmates that much, bro.
I figure if there's one WNBA player you would have a good read on, it would be Shannon Bobbitt. But I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong on this, I'm pretty sure she played community college to begin her career. And it just goes to show you, it doesn't matter how you start, it matters where you finish. For her to go to playing at community college to playing in the WNBA, that's one in a million.
So you're saying that if I wanted to, I could play professional volleyball?
I'm not going to rule it out. JR, you're a good athlete. There's a reason
I don't do nothing,
why,
though. I quit being an athlete years ago. Which, I exercise, but I don't do nothing.
Well, in that instance, you've saved a lot of wear and tear on your tendons, on your ligaments, on your bones. I mean, the reality is you're Anthony Davis because you haven't had any playing time on the court or on the sand.
I'm the opposite of Anthony Davis, right?
Well, Anthony Davis has been in the NBA for now going on 12 years when we come into the 2023-2024 NBA season, but really he's actually logged, I would say, five total seasons with the amount of games that he's missed.
How old is Anthony Davis' body? Like, for he's as a human being, he's 30, but his NBA body is closer to what, 36?
Probably, and the most
35.
Troubling part about that
34
is look at, yeah, the guy who he plays opposite of. Look at the
LeBron,
individual that he has,
right,
been with now for now 4+ years, a guy that invests million upon millions of dollars every single year into his body. And the reason LeBron's able to last is because of what he's able to do in the offseason.
Now, I'm sure that there's more Anthony Davis can do, and I don't know what it is.
Of course there is.
What, eat, lose weight, get stronger?
I just think when you get like for example, Novak Djokovic. Now, he did lose to Carlos Alcaraz at Wimbledon. We all know that. It was a 5-set loss. I thought Djokovic should have won that break point and gone up 2-0 in the 5th set. But the reason I bring up Djokovic is because he will spend hours every single day just stretching, right? So the amount of wear and tear that he has on his body is a lot less because he loosens up in a way that no other player in the history of the sport has. And it's the same thing with LeBron James. It's why when doctors told LeBron, multiple doctors told him, listen, your foot is kaput. You can't play in the playoffs. Like, you need to end this season. LeBron said, no, I've done so much for my body. Now, granted, LeBron wasn't 29-8-7 the way he was in the regular season, but LeBron was an individual that still, when he wanted to be the best player on the court, even in year 20, he was the best player on the court. I say all that to say, JR.
Yeah, you're saying a lot.
I know. If Anthony Davis invested in his body, he would not be missing 20, 30 games every single season.
Now,
he may not play all 82.
Yeah, now having said that, based on his gigantic, he's a, what's, I gotta, I don't want to, no, I gotta, I'm not trying to screw up my words here. He's long, right? He's, what is it? Is it dangly or gangly?
Lanky.
Which
he's
one
lanky.
Lanky, there you go. Everybody talks about this growth spurt. Is he or was he not genetically predispositioned? He's supposed to be, and I know he's supposed to be because he's not. He's 6'11", 7 feet. Was this guy not supposed to be 6'1"? It's like he woke up one day and boom, he's 7 feet tall.
Well,
like, wouldn't that, don't you think that there's some, this awkwardness, even, and I know there's plenty of NBA players These dudes are tall, they're long, they're athletic. How about this? Today, one of the volleyball players, Chase Buttinger from Arizona.
Yes.
You know, people don't even think about that. He just disappeared.
Yes.
This man, he went from basketball to being a professional beach volleyball player. It works because he's tall, he's athletic, he's lanky. Anthony Davis, it looks like they just plopped his – they plopped his head onto a seven-footer. I mean, he looks awkward. No? Correct me if I'm wrong. A lot of these dudes look awkward, but he looks a little bit more awkward.
I think you
physically.
Can say, sure. I mean, I think to some degree, you talk about growth spurts. Obviously, Anthony Davis had a growth spurt in the NBA. So did Kevin Durant. So did Giannis Antetokounmpo. Those guys had growth spurts after 19 years old.
No. Anthony Davis had a growth spurt in high school.
Right.
Where he went from like 6 feet to 7 feet, man.
Well, that's not – JR, that was in 1 year? Because I know he originally played point guard in high
Anthony
school.
Anthony Davis' yes. growth spurt in high school
was a
is
foot
insane.
In a year.
In his sophomore year in high school, he stood at 6'2". You fast forward to his senior year.
Yeah.
He went to 6'10". He grew 8 inches.
Yeah.
He went from 6'2 to 6'10 between sophomore and senior year.
I would doubt that after a decade and a half of being 6'10", 6'11", you somehow are not accustomed to moving fluidly in that body.
He's always been hurt, though, even when he was a kid. When he's 19 and 20 and 21, he's hurt.
I don't remember him missing all, but JR, you were elucidating the amount of games that he was playing his early
all
days when he was with the Pelicans. He was giving you 75, 70, 75 early on in his career, so
no,
it's not
wasn't.
As if he wasn't.
No, that was like 4 years in, he's like, here's 75, 75. Before that, he's sitting at 60, and it's just...
Granted, but he was hurt. He was legitimately hurt his rookie year. I remember that because Damian Lillard was head and shoulders above everybody else in that draft class. And I'm thinking to myself, Anthony Davis was supposed to be the NBA's biggest prize and the biggest,
his,
you know, accolade.
His first, he's 20, and what do we do? So we go from, oh, he's so skinny, he's so small... 64 games, 67 games, 68, 61, 75, 75, 56, 62, 36, 40, 56. As he has gotten older, he's playing less games. And yeah, there's a COVID year in there, but he's playing less games, man.
So why can Michael Jordan play 82 games
for a million years?
At 40, JR. Everyone knocks Michael for his Wizards days. He averaged 23 a game at 39.
Yeah, he was still getting it.
Right, he averaged 20 per game, and obviously he was the number one option, and I'm sorry, but Jerry Stackhouse is a good player. He was never quite great, so they were always doubling Michael, even at 40. And he played all 82 games. Why can Michael play all 82 games at 40 years old? And these guys that are 25, 27, 30, not named Mikal Bridges, why can't they play more than 80 games in a regular season? Why can't Anthony Davis at 30 play at least 70 games?
Money. And motivation. It's that simple. Money and motivation. I'm sure Anthony Davis got a nice house in the hills. Pick a hill. Maybe two of them.
He's got one, Em. He doesn't have the second one. That's the problem.
What?
He's got the money. He's had the money for a long time.
Oh,
he has
Yeah. It's money.
Right.
Money and motivation. He
right.
don't. He got one and don't got the other.
Remember.
Because you got the money.
JR. 6 years, I believe he played. It might have been 5 or 6 years. I think six. He played with the Pelicans. 5 playoff victories in 6 years. 5 in 6 years. That is less than a playoff win.
Those teams suck.
Well, Eric Gordon wasn't too shabby. Jrue Holiday wasn't bad. He played with DeMarcus Cousins for a little bit there.
Bruh.
He played
he
with Rajon Rondo.
He was on his way out the door. Even when DeMarcus Cousins was there, he had one foot out the door.
Yeah, well, it helps when you play with a motivated LeBron James. And if he doesn't play
in
with
a bubble.
Fair enough. Exactly. If he doesn't play with LeBron James, there is no way in hell Anthony Davis makes a top 75 list at any point in his career. At any point in his career.
Winning the championship certainly helped. So,
if they could do it all over again, you and I both know this, JR, they would put Nikola Jokic and Joel Embiid on that list before they put on Anthony Davis in a heartbeat.
Well, we don't have a – you got a time machine? You got one?
No, but if they made that list 2 years later, Anthony Davis is not on that list.
Well, it doesn't matter because nobody has a time machine unless you got one stashed away.
I do not, sir.
Okay. Well, if you did, you'd be a very wealthy man. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get in the time machine, and I'm going to come back as a volleyball player because volleyball players are living the damn life. What you do? I just hang out on the beach all day playing volleyball. How you make money? Well, people watch me. Where you going next? I don't know. Just go to Europe, go to San Diego, I go to Chicago, go to New York, go to Atlanta, go to Miami. Just go all over the world playing volleyball. That's what I need to do next. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls on the other side. And, oh, yeah, we're going to talk about the NFL. Hall of Fame is coming up. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
We appreciate your show and the way you are, and there's a reason you are where you are. Thank you, bud.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk about some of the potential changes coming to the NFL. I know college football is going through a whole hell of a lot of changes. The Pac-12 is just under the dirt right now. They're in the dirt. They're under the dirt. They've been buried, and they're done. I don't care who the hell they bring in. It ain't going to be the Pac-12. They might as well change the name. But we do have some callers here who have some thoughts on Anthony Davis and his contract. I'm just like, okay. Anthony Davis would be good at volleyball. He really would be. 855-212-4CBS. Brian is calling from Nebraska. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brian? Hey, Brian, you're live on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. Go ahead, please.
Good, man. Hey, respect the show. You're so smooth. Appreciate everything you do. So, Anthony Davis, I mean, I love him as a player, but he's so freaking hit or miss. So, I'm not sure. The contract is way out of place. I mean, you never know what he's going to do, when he's going to show up. And, no. There's no way that can happen.
I know he's going to show up. I just don't know when he's going to get hurt.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed. And then also, too, like, to the next topic you're getting talking about is with the transitions. I'm a Husker fan, so USC, UCLA, that's a big move. Oregon, so we'll see what happens.
Do you care about all of the college teams moving all over the place, or are you just like, all right, let's get it over with?
No, I do care. Yeah, I do care. I would like to have that respectful time as far as like what we're doing and traditions and everything. So I mean, I'm probably gonna be the old man, stay off my grass, but that's just how I am.
I understand. Well, thank you, Brian, for calling from Nebraska. Appreciate you, man.
All right, thanks, sir.
No problem. Sean is calling from Rochester, New York. What's up, everybody in Western New York? Sean, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, man, I appreciate you taking my call.
Cool.
About the Anthony Davis stuff, man. I know what you're saying as far as time machine. You can't go back and change rankings and stuff, but we can look with our own two eyes and realize that Anthony Davis and the contract he recently signed probably isn't a smart decision from a storied franchise like the Lakers.
I think we know. Yeah. It's risky, yes. Oh, Shep, what happened to him? I didn't say anything. Why'd he hang up?
He felt like he was making a very poignant observation, something you've said the last 20 minutes, and you were just saying, yeah, we know.
I'm like, what do you want me to say? I hurt his feelings on a Friday night.
I don't think you hurt his feelings. I just thought he thought you were going to be more impressed with his take.
He didn't come here and And, you know, not Albert Einstein us. I mean, okay. Sean is here from Lincoln, Nebraska. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call.
No doubt about it. What's up?
Oh, you cracked me up with about the Pac-12 being done. And, you know, if they do get any more teams in to replace the ones that they're losing, they could always call them the Dirty Dozen since they're buried under the dirt.
Yeah, but they don't even add up to 12. You know what schools are left? Listen to this. You know what schools are left?
I'm not sure. I've been out of the loop for a little bit.
Hey, look, Cal, Oregon State, Stanford, and Washington State. Those are your four teams left in the Pac-12 as of now.
That's ugly.
Yeah, it's like I was going to say it's like somebody's sister, but that's not nice. But, yes, it's ugly.
It's very ugly.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking my call, man.
You're welcome. Always nice to talk about ugly people. My apologies to the ugly people. 855-212-4CBS. Mauricio is calling from Tucson. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Yeah, I think the Lord Jesus Christ is saved from hell and get right to heaven. One subject to talk about, I mean, if I apologize if I'm off the subject here, you know, what's being spoken about, is a tight end, the new of the NFL, you know, the blocking.
Wait. You called to tell me about somebody's tight end? What?
The tight ends of the NFL.
Tight ends in the NFL. Oh, okay.
Great athletes, yeah, like Jimmy Graham. He's back. Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez ain't back. He not back.
When they dunked the ball, too. The one that was my favorite was Mark Bavaro.
Does he have
a chance to make the Hall of Fame? And in the 40, he probably ran like a 4.6. He sure looked like it only took Darryl Green to catch him that one play. And another play where he outran Darryl Green in the touchdown. After he went in, Darryl Green two-handed touch.
Darryl Green, one of the fastest guys ever.
And they did a great job on his tribute. Mark Bavaro even looked like he was better than you thought. You know, it was blocking and all that. And he could juke people, too. He could juke.
Yeah.
And he could block, a great blocker. And he was
Mauricio, be quiet.
I'm excited.
That's fine. Be excited. But are you talking to yourself or are you trying to talk to me?
To everyone.
No, be quiet. Thank you. If you talk, come talk to me first, Mauricio, okay?
What? Like, Tim Tebow, he's really
No, I didn't ask you about Tim Tebow. Wait a minute. You're all over the place. Let's talk to me. Answer my questions. Are you ready?
Trying to make it sense.
Are you capable? Are you gonna answer my questions? Hey, Shep, I don't think he's gonna answer my questions.
I'm waiting.
Not a chance.
Oh, he said he's waiting. Okay, Mauricio. What did you do today?
Work. At work.
Okay, what is your work, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm a salesman, been for 20 years.
What do you sell?
Christian, 35 years.
What do you sell?
The newspaper.
You sell a physical newspaper?
Yeah.
All right. I think that says a lot.
I enjoy it.
Okay. Be quiet. Before you called me tonight, what were you doing?
Got some food, grub. Got some grub at Quick Trip.
Oh, you went to Quick Trip, QT? You went to QT? What'd you get?
Some subs and I got a chicken sandwich, the green tea. That's a great.
So are you at home or in your vehicle?
I'm about gonna pull over to speak, you know.
Oh, nice. I appreciate that, man. And you're just randomly thinking about Mark Bavaro?
I mean, because I remember the football magazine. They made like the best three of each team.
Okay, but I'm asking you, this just randomly popped into your head?
He's actually better than you think when you look at the.
I didn't ask. I'm asking tribute. About you. Why are you thinking about tight ends? Like, just out of nowhere.
Because Jimmy Graham came back. That's exciting.
Okay. All
and then Gronkowski from Arizona here. He might have been the best ever.
Yeah, and he's from Western New York, too. Mauricio, all right, what you going to do when I hang up or you hang up? Well, what you going to do the rest of the night?
Enjoy my late dinner and get ready for tomorrow again. Go work, go back at work.
Okay.
Say all a right, prayer well, or two before I go.
Well, get some rest, okay?
Yeah, our prayers are every day.
No, I want you to sleep. Do whatever you need to do, but then get some rest, all right?
3-4 hours I average every day.
All right, well, you need more than that, Mauricio. Thank you for calling,
I'm in the Holy Spirit, always ready.
Okay, well, get some rest, okay?
In and out of season and
hey,
with
Mauricio,
Jesus.
Are you talking to me or yourself? I'm telling you, have a good night, and you're ignoring me. This is rude. Have a good night, okay?
God loves you.
All right, have a good night. Have a good night.
Be blessed more in Jesus.
Oh, man. Hey, Shep, why is he so rude? I mean, I got no problem with Jesus, but why can't he just say good night, JR? Why he got to be so rude?
So I think Mauricio is so invested in something higher than himself, higher than all of us, that he doesn't understand the aspect of what it means to interact with a human.
Common courtesy?
Well, I think his heart's in the right place. I do think you're probably the first person he has spoken to all day.
He's selling newspapers.
He can be selling newspapers all he wants. You know people are not putting up with him for more than 10 seconds because he's in his own world. He is in his own world. And I think he really believes what he's saying. Like, he's very much invested in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, but he doesn't understand that when you do call a radio show, you want to have the intimate
talk to the host.
One-on-one conversation. I think that goes right over his head. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I should buy one of his newspapers.
I mean, the Mark Bavaro comment. I mean, when is the last time you got a Mark Bavaro question
not
on
even,
any kind of platform?
Not even on New York radio.
Right.
All right. I didn't know what he was talking about. For all I heard was tight ends, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because, you know, you talked about so many tight ends at the beginning of your show, so I could see why he would make that connection.
Yeah, yeah. I surely did not. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, we'll talk more Pac-12 and basketball and Hall of Fame. And we got you covered.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'd rather listen to you than my husband. Okay, end of story. JR, you're great.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, not the first time I've heard that now. Come on. Hey, Shep, you trying to get me in trouble out here. What are you doing?
No, I'm not. Just, you know, playing the truth.
I listen to you more than I listen to my husband? What? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, today's been a busy day. All the additional realignments? You got Oregon and Washington going to the Big Ten. You got Arizona State and Utah going to the Big 12. The Pac-12 is now down to 4 teams. A couple of days ago, we had Florida State saying, yeah, we're trying to get the hell up on out of the ACC. We need our money. Now they're talking to a venture capital firm to raise some money to get out and probably tie their media rights to an investor. It's wild. We haven't even gotten into the gambling. You know what? I forgot this yesterday. Brian Kelly from LSU. I don't know if his accent changed yet. But Brian Kelly spoke with reporters, and he talked about gambling. I mean, there's so we don't even talk about that when it comes to college sports. I mean, Iowa and Iowa State and their issues and their athletes who were gambling, all of that has been overshadowed because we got teams just jumping conferences. And so Brian Kelly did speak earlier this week, and he basically said, listen, when it comes to our players, when it comes to our staff, we don't want anybody to even have a betting app or a gaming app on their phone. You can throw that idea, clear the hell up one out the window. This is what Brian Kelly has to say.
I think it's better to be proactive in those situations and take away even the temptation to even have that in this building and not be that next school that goes down that path, right? You know, we talked about, you know, clearly nobody should have a gaming app on their phone. There are geolocators on your phone for every one of those apps. And so getting those apps off your phone and making sure that there's no geolocators because they know where you are. And there should not be any of those on any of our players' phones or anybody that's in this building. So I think it's just much more about being proactive than reactive than anything else.
Can't wait to see who the first LSU player is that gets caught gambling. 855-212-4CBS. Kirk is calling from Arizona. What's up, Kirk?
Hey, yes, I just was going to talk about the realignment. It's actually, I've been living here in Arizona only for about 7 years, and I'm originally from Lubbock, Texas area.
Oh, nice.
So I've been hoping or looking forward to maybe this happening for that whole time to where now I can maybe go to the games and see my favorite team, Texas Tech, beat Arizona, even though I live here in Tucson.
Okay.
I like it. I like that the conferences are switching and getting bigger. And I don't see anything.
Why?
I think it's just going to help.
Why are you – why? I mean, most people aren't necessarily, overly enthusiastic about it. Why are you happy about it?
I think because it's going to create new rivalries and mainly for that, because it's going to create new rivalries.
Okay. Well, listen, Kirk, I commend you. Most people aren't down with change, but you're one for it. Thank you for calling from AZ, man, okay?
Yes, sir. You have a good one.
No doubt about it. Brian's calling from Atlanta. What's up, Brian?
What's up, big sir?
How are you?
Good, good. Going back to last night's conversation reference Magic City, the documentary on it just wrapped.
Oh, it's Jermaine Dupri did it, yeah.
Yep, and it got Quavo, Killer Mike, Big Boy, Nelly Sheck, 2 Chainz, and probably a lot of other people I can't remember.
Yeah.
And also, will you tell the people where they can get the Agents of Inclusion podcast? I listen to them all day at work, and I think it's pretty special what you do.
Well, thank you, man. We really went from talking about a strip club to my podcast highlighting Special Olympics. How about that?
Hey,
diversity.
Hey, everyone's special in some way.
No, you're damn right, Brian. You can Google it. Agents
of
Inclusion.
Don't make me bring up the Claremont.
Well, hold on, Brian. I got to go to break, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, no. Yeah, Google Agents of Inclusion. It's my podcast with Special Olympics. There's no strippers involved. No strippers involved.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Being a baseball play-by-play broadcaster demands a blend of learned mechanics, intense preparation, and a calm sense of entertainment. How hard is it to do this job? Let's talk to the ones who do it. This is Matt Spiegel. My new podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, will bring those conversations to you as the best working and former broadcasters tell you why and how they do it. New episodes come every Thursday all summer long. Follow The PBP, Voices of Baseball, on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.